We're going to be discussing tonight Halachas Mitzvah Hashem, a continuation of yesterday, but moving on to an additional element. Let's see from Seif, Simon Shin Chofei Seif Yud. Any Yudi Shemile Mayim Lebehemtu. We're talking about a goy who is Memale Mayim, who wants to fill for his animals a bit of water. So what he's doing is, any Yudi, a goy, Shemile Mayim, took water, drew water, Lebehemtu for his animals, for his own animals, the goy's animals, Miboir from a pit, Shurushus Yochit, which is Rishus Yochit, Lerushus Rabim to Rishus Rabim. Normally, a boy will have a din of Rishus Yochit. It is surrounded, he's got the height and the measure of Rishus Yochit. Hence, the water from within a pit or well is, when you're taking water from there, you are physically taking water from Rishus Yochit. If outside the well it's Rishus Rabim, so effectively what you're doing, and that's a Mishnah in Shabbos, what you're doing is you're actually carrying from Rishus Yochit to Rishus Rabim. Now, if the goy took water, drew water from the well, and he put it into Rishus Rabim, he took water out from the boil, then what he's done is physically done melech, so it's on the reis level. And now, if he's done it for himself, so the halacha is as follows. Any Yehudi shemile mayim lebehemto, he took water for his animals, meboil from a pit, which is a din of Rishus Yochid, le Rishus Rabim, and he put the water into a Rishus Rabim. Say, for instance, he filled up a bucket, and he took that bucket and he put it on the Rishus Rabim. So that would be a deraisa. Mota leisoy lehashkez mayim lebehemto. A goy did the action, but a yid is mutali soil ashkes mayim lebehemtoi. A yid may benefit and give water to his animals from this. He may do so. Vehu, and that is she'eni hudri makiroi. That is only as long as the goy does not know the yid. Again, the goy did the action for himself. He drew the water for himself. Now, if he didn't, it's the leftover waters. So fine, so gesundheit. The yid, who doesn't know, they don't know each other, he's allowed to take water and enjoy the water. That's fine. The lekele mechash, we do not have to be concerned. Shemo yabe bishviloi. Perhaps the goy is going to add and draw more water bishviloi for the yid. They don't know each other. He's not going to do anything for the yid. They don't know each other. Veim mile mayim letzorech behemas Yisrael. What happens if he says, Rabbi Yid, I know you can't draw water on Shabbos, and I'll do it for you. And because he, for some reason, he wants to help the Yid, and he wants to therefore now draw more water for the Yid, then the halacha is, because he took water for the Yid. So also, b'chol mini tashmish, if he took water for the Yid, also it is prohibited, b'chol mini tashmish, he's not allowed to benefit in any way from that water, afil yisrael acha, even if it's for another Yid, a different Yid, not Moshe, but Yaakov, another yid altogether. He's not allowed to have any benefit from that water. What happens if he took water from Moshe Yochid into a Karmelis? So that's not a deraisa melocha of Eitzah, but a derabbanon melocha only. So then, the goy took the water from the pit and he put it into a Karmelis. Then, then the water will be permitted because it was only a derabbanon for another yid is allowed to have benefit from this. So here we are differentiating between a deraisa and a derabbanon. Now comes the Mishnah Berurah and explains in Sifkot Nun Gimel that afilu Yisrael acher and the kiven this aved bu melocha deraisa b'shvil Yisrael. If the goy did the melocha for a yid, then also lechol Yisrael, then it will be also for any yid to benefit from. V'afilu erev motzei Shabbos, he also even on motzei Shabbos he will be prohibited to have any enjoyment from the water. However long it takes to draw the water from the boil. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us. That comes to Ramah with the revolution. Mamash revolution. That's extremely nagea. Anybody's got a goiter in the house on Shabbos? This is the Ramah that we need to know. If you ever have got a cleaner help on Shabbos in the house, on Yontov, this is the Ramah. This is key. V'yesh makilim, some are more lenient. V'oim women, they say, Da'af im huva derech Rishus Rabim letzorech Yisrael, even if it was brought derech Rishus Rabim, through Rishus Rabim letzorech Yisrael for the Yid, so he did a Rishus Rabim melocha, not a rabbanon, a deraisa melocha through Rishus Rabim letzorech Yisrael for the Yid, mota la'odom lishtois mehem, a Yid may drink from that water, hoil ve'ef shalelech sham v'lishtois. Since in reality, there was no need to do Let me just translate before I explain. You could have gone there and drink there. Since there was no real need to do the melacha, so therefore, and the melacha was performed without any need for it, therefore you're allowed to enjoy it and benefit from it. V'yesh matirim af lechatchila, and some therefore matir is lechatchila. V'kach noagu hetel oima, and that's the minik to be matir. Haf lechatchila niyudi lehavi sheicha or shadvorim derech kamenis oibeloi eruv. You know what? Let's leave out this remark for a minute and go to Mishnah Berurah Sefkot Nun Hei. The Mishnah Berurah Sefkot Nun Hei explains as follows. Says the Mishnah Berurah as follows. What is going on over here? We are learning now. The Ramah teaches us that if you've got somebody taking water from the boir and he's doing a deraisa by taking to Shusarabim, so initially Shulchan Aruch taught us you may not have any benefit from that because the goy did the malacha for a yid on a deraisa levad, it's also to benefit from that. Comes along the Ramah and he disagrees with that in principle. And he says, your example is not a good example. Because in theory, if you really want to water, you know what you can do? Go to the pit, take a ladder, and go down all the way down the steps, and drink the water there. Who asked the goy? The goy wants to do you a favor. Okay, very nice of him, but he didn't give you anything, because really, you could have gone into the pit and drank from there. He didn't, you know, even if he did it a favor for you, but ultimately, he didn't need to do it for you. So the Ramah is mechadesh a concept here. And he says, whenever the goy does something, which even if he does it for you, but it wasn't necessary, you are not physically enjoying from the melacha, because you've had the outcome without the melacha, there is no issa from nene from it. And this is extremely nogea this. Because we'll see, this concept is very relevant to other applications. If the goy does something, which the outcome could have been the same outcome without the melacha, then there is no issa ma'aseh Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah continues. Came in the dafke behemter also the evshalo lishto es mitoi chaboyim. So an application for that would be. An application for that would be what the Ramah continues now, and he says follows: V'yesh matirim lechatchila. V'chein noagu hetoloy ma'af lechatchila niyudi lehavi sheicha or shad dvorim derech kamenis or bulei eruv. A goy, if he carries sheicha, beer or any other item derech kamenis through kamenis or bulei eruv, if there is no eruv, hafol bishesh leachmir v'dava. Although one should be ideally stringent with that, mikomokan nevertheless elim chois beer demikilim. You don't have to protest against the ones. You don't have to shout out the ones who are meikil. Hatzorech shabbos v'shas chag if there's a need for it. Shabbos or difficult circumstance. So we're learning over here that whenever if there's a tzorich or shasat chak, you may be lenient and rely on this concept. I'll give you an example, Rabbi Yisai. I'll give you an example. You've got a goiter working in your house on Shabbos, a cleaner help, and you ask her to please clean the floor. Do you know what? You ask her to clean the dishes. You ask her to clean wash the dishes. Now, you had in mind that you want her to wash it with cold water in a Shabbos sponge. That's what you had in mind. And as far as you're concerned, you're more than happy for her to do it in that way. But ultimately, what she's doing, she may, perhaps or perhaps not, for her own benefit, she's taking a sponge that she's also to use, and she might use hot water as well. I haven't asked her to do that, but that's what she decided to do. Now, I'm allowed, even if there's no Issa Ma'aseh Shabbos in terms of the plates, but Lamaisa, what happens is that it's totally mutter, there's no problem over here, because what she has done was something which you didn't include in Issa, she didn't do anything for you, because what she did was really, she could have done it in a permitted way. She happened to have done it in an osudig way, but you didn't ask her to do anything which is prohibited, and therefore the rest is on her. But she did it for her own benefit.
You would have known she would have done it. In your mind, you would have known she's going to use hot water. Without even you saying anything, you were hoping she's going to use hot water. So in your mind, while you might not have said it to her,
yeah,
you in the back of your mind, you would have assumed she's going to use hot water.
What about if you've asked her on previous weeks, and each of those previous weeks, she's used a sponge that's osa, cleaning materials that are osa, and hot water. So each of those previous weeks...
Yeah, if she is well established, you're probably right. I do not know to what extent I have to clarify to her that that's what You don't have to instruct. It's a good point. To what extent I have to spell it out?
First week.
Doesn't matter if she knows, you know. It's the fact that she could
be. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
You could go into the borrow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Reb Gittin is right. I'd never asked the goat. I could have gone into the boil and never. Yeah. That's right. The point is, as Reb Gittin points out very correctly, there is a permitted way of achieving this. Since it's a permitted way of achieving this, so my instruction of her doing the dishes that way, my instructions don't include the melacha. I'll give another example. If I ask her to clean the floor, I never asked her to take the hoover out. She could have easily done it with a. With a broom. She could have. I never asked her to take Hoover out. It's so convenient for her because she doesn't want to slip out for.
Right, but then.
So, then
it's more convenient for her. I never asked her to do that. I would be more than happy for her to.
She's going to do it. Could you start the first?
Yeah, I also be in this particular case as well. I also knew that I'm not going to go into the.
So she can do it on every Shabbos then. If you know.
No, I don't know. That's a valid point. I don't know to.
You ask her once, and you know when she's done it once, she's taken the Hoover or whatever. So the next
yeah.
thing you tell her to do, you know she's going to use the Hoover, or you know she's going to yeah. use the water.
So I hear your point. I don't know if it's evident that that's what she's going to do. I'm not. I have some reservations. If it's obvious and it's evident that that's what she's going to do, maybe there has to be some. I'm not sure. If it's absolutely evident that's what she's going to do, perhaps not. Why is she doing it? Does that save? Did you ask her to clean the dishes and she's doing it for her own benefit?
Yeah, you asked her to wash the dishes.
Yeah.
What about if it's in Israel?
Yeah, it's true. There's Av Shemiltzer by a dishwasher, yeah. It's correct, yeah. Yeah. You're right, this is Av Shemiltzer to put the dishwasher on, yeah.
What about the Marisayan from
yeah,
the other
Yeah, you're right. Probably Hoover as well, right? You're right. Yeah, probably Hoover is right. It's good. I did see somewhere the Heter of Hoover, though. But you're right. It should be Av Shemiltzer. But I did see one of the Achronim saying that Hoover would be included in this Heter. But you're right. It should be Av Shemiltzer. I don't know why it's not Av Shemiltzer. So, yeah. Yeah, it creates a noise. So, certainly, if you're asking... Yeah. Okay. What would be the halacha if physically? So we learned this whole root. The concept is based on the example that if you go to the pit, that I'm allowed to drink from that water. The goat took water out from this well. Yeah, and he did it for me. He did it for the Yid. And it does include the melacha de reise, a proper melacha de reise. He carried on Shabbos for the Yid, not read it out to a benefit. So why are we allowed to have benefit over here? The answer is because it didn't do me any favors, because I could have gone into the pit and drank from there. So it didn't do me any favors. I could have done it without him. Now, what happened? That's what we're learning now. And therefore, even if he actually carried it out, he took the water out, I'm allowed to benefit from him because it didn't do me any favors. I didn't enjoy from the melacha. I could have had the same outcome without him. I could have drank without him.
Yes.
Now the question is, what happens if I can't go into the pit? Because it's dangerous. It's pitch dark, it's slippery, and I can't go there. It's not realistic. It's not the kind of pit you can just go down and drink. No, it's dangerous. What's the halacha then? Would that affect matters, yes or no? Also, Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Nun Vav, Leilech Sham. V'im Ein Yisrael Yochel Leilech Sham, Mipnei Sakanas Drochim. If it is impossible to actually physically get there because it's dangerous, also Gam Ladei Azu will be also. It needs to be realistic. V'poshu Du Adin Ladiach Kelim B'cham B'Hamayim Olasis B'Hem Sha'at Hashmishim Sheloi Hoya Ef Shalasis Sham. If it's, the point is that if it's not realistic to do that, then Dinu K'vehem Tov Also Gam Ladei Azu, then it will be also. We've got to genuinely and honestly think to ourselves, is this realistic, yes or no? If it's realistic, then it's going to be mutter. But if it's not realistic, then not.
Even if you could go down the pit, him bring it to you has saved you time.
So that's a good point. The Achronim do speak about the time element. So the answer to the question is that time element itself is not considered a genuine gain. It's true. It would take me much longer. If I would go down the pit and start drinking from there, I'd lose 20 minutes. He's brought the water now. It's all ready for me. But that itself, the gain of time is not considered sufficient to call it no. It's interesting. Now, the Mishnaburin have gotten involved finishes after the Meister, Vichin Mashmabag, Lenin Dina, who Ekekeda Rishoinu, Shadaskar Rishoinim, Vichin Mashmabag Ra, Vitosefus Shabbos. So the main opinion the Mishnaburin says, we do not paskin Ekekeda like this Ramah. We're not completely relying on this Ramah. And we do paskin like the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Rak, Ole Letzorich Godel, for great needs, Ole Letzorich Shabbos, Ofer Tzorich Shabbos, Yesh Lismach Alze Lehokel. Only then we're allowed to be lenient. We don't generally tend to be lenient, only if there's a real, genuine, strong need. So, don't rely on this anymore. In terms of Pechtei Shas, you're allowed to have straight away benefit on Matzah Shabbos without further wait. You don't have to wait Pechtei Shas, but Banacht, you can enjoy it straight away. So that's what, but Abba said this is very relevant. I'm thinking of other examples. What could be another example for such a... if somebody brings by a car, but really he could have delivered it otherwise. I'm saying, I don't know about this, Shaila. I saw once, if you ask a goy to open up something which is, he could have done it a permitted way, and he did it in a forbidden way. You ask a goy, can you think of an example similar to that? There's countless examples that you're asking the goy to do something he could have done in a permitted way. He ultimately did it in a forbidden way, and you're allowed to have benefit from it because he did it for his own benefit. Yeah, see, that's right. That's right. A good example. Thank you very much. Perfect. So if you've got a cleaning up the toys, and it is an example of boira, it's all in a way that you cannot select because it's boira. If you have a cleaner who cleans up, and there's a way of doing it in a permitted way. Is it a way permitted way by spreading it out and then doing selecting it, or for instance that way, or so. And you're asking the good to do it, and she'll do it in her own way, which is boira. It's still fine. It's not a problem. You're allowed to. It's fine because ultimately she did her own benefit because there is a permitted way of doing it, even if she's not a great lamdan. But nevertheless, there is a permitted way of doing it, and she did it the also way that's Lemaisa did not use the Maisa Shabbos. Okay, Rabbi said, this is a very important concept, and it's used very frequently. Rabbi said, we learned this evening the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch's case of a goy drawing water for an animal. If the goy takes it for himself, it's anyway fine. You're allowed to benefit from the water. If the goy did it for a yid, that's when it gets problematic. And if it did it specifically for the yid for the behemoth, then it's also. If, however, he brought the water out on a drabonon, it's mutter as well. On a kamalis, it's mutter because it's drabonon. And if it did it for a yid to drink, then according to Shulchan Aruch, it's also. According to Ramo, it's mutter because he could have done it. You could have achieved it and accessed it in a permitted way, and therefore the goy did it. If he chose to do it in also way, then it's still not Issa Ma'aseh Shabbos. The Mishnah Ramah is Matir, and he says that's the Minig. The Mishnah Berurah is Machmir, and he says that we should be soimach on the first opinion unless there's a great need for it. Okay? Good evening, Abbosai.